A New Jersey Republican congressman is voicing doubts about his party's bill to overhaul health care. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Congressman Leonard Lance, a Republican from Hunterdon County, New Jersey, who has a district that stretches across the state, says he's leaning against voting for the GOP health bill.
I do not think the bill would pass in the Senate in its current form, and I do not think that we in the House should be voting on legislation that cannot pass the Senate. I would like to see bipartisan cooperation and cooperation between the House and the Senate as well.
Lance says analysis from the Congressional Budget Office showing millions fewer people would be covered under the Republican plan changed the climate on Capitol Hill. Even though he's known as a fiscal conservative and the plan would help cut the federal deficit, Lance says that by itself isn't enough to get him on board.
Certainly that is a component in the bill that moves in the right direction. I do want to make sure, however, that states that have expanded Medicaid, including New Jersey, have the ability, at least to some extent, to continue to do so.
More than 550,000 more New Jerseyans have coverage because of Medicaid expansion, and right now, federal tax dollars pay for most of it.
I'm not sure the federal match can stay at 90% where it is now, but New Jersey expanded Medicaid. This was a bipartisan effort by Governor Christie, a Republican, and the democratically controlled legislature. And I think that has been a positive in New Jersey.
The congressman says he's hoping Democrats will participate in the final reform of the system, but Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey doesn't sound as if he's willing to join in any compromise.
Well, this is a scheme by extreme Republicans in Congress and the president and his team. And I use that word purposefully because a scheme is an action which is meant to mislead. And I think that's what they're trying to do here.
I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.